Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Good morning and happy Friday. Happy New Year. We've got Stoney in studio for John today. He's been in all week. And we have picks coming up at 8:35. Will anybody take the Minnesota Vikings? Who wins and why? We've got the open lines. We've asked you for your one word. We've asked you to cast a villain in this role. As Stoney points out, sports are great when there's a villain on the other side.
Yes, indeed.
In Minnesota, they don't really have a lot of great options.
No.
But help us cast a villain in addition to all the other things that we ask of you on this Football Friday, 248-539-9797.
Man, oh man, it's going to be, I can't wait. I wish today was Saturday and the games. I mean, it's great that it's going to be a Sunday night game for people who don't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. That would be you.
I'm off.
But then again, I'm working till probably 3 in the morning.
I'll see you on the, or hear you on the way maybe.
Yes, you might. But yeah, just the wait around for a big game is tough on the players and the coaches too.
You're talking about like the mentality as you just count down the seconds.
Yeah.
Just play the game now. Just play the game now. And it sounds like the Lions, I mean, they haven't had, like yesterday was more of a walkthrough practice.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to get everybody right for this game.
Yeah.
And Alex Anzalone will be a big key. But even if he doesn't play Stoney, I believe the Lions are winning this football game.
I agree with you.
And I know the defense has the issues, and but he said it's BS. It's dumb to say this team can't win with this defense. It's their credit. They've won 14 games so far.
I know.
And they're going to have to beat better teams in the postseason, but they got the offense to do it. And that's kind of where I put most of my faith, is that the offense at home will get it done in this spot. And you could say, I don't know where you're at with it, Stoney. You could say this team's not built to win three straight road shootouts with this defense. You could. Someone could make that argument. So just avoid it.
Many teams aren't.
Right. So avoid it. Win the game, play all the games at home. I think they're more than capable of winning shootouts at home in the postseason.
Yeah.
So that's what's so important about this game.
Right. Look, the two games they lost, you know, Campbell even admitted he mismanaged the clock at the end of the first half in the Tampa game that he thinks might have cost them the game. I don't know. I won't go that far. And then the Buffalo, they had too many empty possessions. That's why they lost the game. Yeah, the defense had a problem with Josh Allen. Oh, who doesn't? However, you know, they started off, you know what, a three and out and then a first down and then two punts they started the game with. And then in the second half, they had a three and out and a fumble.
Yeah, St. Brown had a drop before the half that hurt him too, plus his fumble. I mean, I'm ultimately going to put that game on the defense when you give up, 48 points?
Yeah.
You know what you have to do to win, and you can't have empty possessions. And that's what we talk about margin of error.
Right.
That's why we talk about there is some concern, especially if they have to go on the road three straight times in the postseason.
Yes. 248-539-9797.
I've got ticket text.
Yeah.
And this one says, Vikings. Oh, no. Where's the new text? Here they are. This one says, I have so many ticket texts. I want to make sure I get the freshest batch here. This is ridiculous. Okay, this one says, our coaches are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They will bring doom and gloom Sunday to the Vikings. So there's some confidence there. Confident is someone's one word going
That's a
into
good
this
word.
Matchup.
Yeah.
One word, grit. It's what got us here. It's what will carry us to New Orleans. Agree with the double-digit margin Gov was shouting out. Says the Lions will come out big, hold the lead the entire football game. I think there's a scenario where but I think it's going to be close.
Yeah. Look, Lions score first, then they get a turnover and score right away. Again, you're up two possessions, and then boom, all of a sudden the door's opened at the double-digit disco. The bouncer's out there. You have to show your ID to get in, and everybody's going to have a good time. I mean, it's very possible.
A game can be close and you can still get to the double-digit discount.
Oh, I know, yes.
Pull away late?
I think I'm kind of feeling a lot like the Seattle game earlier this year.
Black uniforms as well, yes.
That has nothing to do with it. I don't care what they wear. Just win.
I know.
Texter says, I'm more stressed about this game than any of the playoff games. I have expectations now, and that's what scares me.
Well, you'll be stressed before a playoff game.
Even more than this.
Yeah, because it's do or die.
When you have a team this good, and you only get so many shots to win a Super Bowl, each one of these runs are precious.
Mm-hmm.
Last year kind of felt like it was all new.
Yeah.
They broke through. This was maybe what I expected. Now it's expected.
I know.
But that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. You'd rather have a team than you expect to.
So that stress is good stress.
Yes. Nobody knew what it's like. Nobody knows what it's like to have a team that every single year for a decent period of time, you think you have a chance to win it all. And that's the Lions.
Texter says one word to describe the game is historic. We've never had two teams 14-2 fighting for the one seed the last week of the season. Let's go Lions, Steve in Wixom. This one's just trolling you. Stoney, Eagles or Lions in the NFC Championship game? Al and Macomb.
I'm rooting for the Lions.
Who wins it, though?
Where's the game played?
It might come down to where the game's played.
Yes.
Yes, the Eagles cover. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Baxter in Rochester Hills. Baxter, good morning. Happy New Year.
Well, hey, Happy New Year to you all. How are you doing? How about this dust and the snow, huh? Good grief.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, happy days. Yeah, a little bit over here. I'm calling it Shelby, a little north of 59.
Okay.
So what are we talking about? Everybody all worried about the Lions. Can I ask you this? And I don't know this. I should know this. What is the spread?
2.5.
Two and a half. Lions are favored by 2.5.
Good grief.
Why good grief?
Is that all?
Yeah.
Is that all?
The other team's 14-2 as well. Did you expect it to? What did you? Okay. Well, we're joined now by Baxter, the clog-nosed handicapper. What's your line?
Yes, sir. I listened to you all. Great first time. What do they call that? First time listener, long time listener.
Yeah, first time.
Where to now? Where to now? 2.5 points. This sounds a lot like Ohio State versus Oregon. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so if you're setting the line, what is it, Baxter?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I told you what it was. It's 2.5.
You didn't like it, Baxter.
You didn't like it. Give me what you think.
Minnesota's winning this ball game. That's what I hear.
No.
Where are you hearing that from?
Where are you hearing that? We're saying that they're good, but we think the Lions are going to win.
Oh, Ohio State, Oregon, right?
Okay.
Who has 2.5?
Okay.
Let's
go back to elementary school here. I asked you a question.
Okay.
You don't like the 2.5 point line. I'm giving you your own casino. You set the line. What is Baxter setting the line at?
You sound like Mr. Wonderful, and I love you for that. You really do.
Paul Orndorff or the guy on Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
Okay.
Is there a royalty deal involved in this?
Baxter, just tell me what the line is.
So.
What's your line?
All right. Well, the line is going to get shorter and shorter. So
Baxter, I'm going to hang up the phone if you don't give him a number. Give him a number.
Give me a number, Baxter.
All right. What do you want, a number?
Goodbye. Baxter, I tried to enter your casino. You know, you wouldn't take my business.
Stoney gifted him a casino, and the man couldn't set a line. Tell me it's 15. I don't care.
Yes.
I mean, we'll laugh at it because that's a good Minnesota team, but just tell us what you're thinking. Quantify it. Put a number on it.
I mean, guys, is that really the best phone call that we could take on this radio station? I mean, you know.
Baxter.
Tony, what's the line?
I don't know.
Wait, what?
Baxter, the clog-nosed handicapper.
What do you think the over-under should be, guys?
Baxter Casino, brought to you by VIX.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to try to top that phone call. Shouldn't be hard. Chris and Pontiac.
There's no way you can do that.
No.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Oh, my goodness. Boy, Bex reached for the coffee creamer and accidentally poured the Bacardi in his coffee. Okay. All right, guys. I'll be out your way real quick. Number one, my word for the game is prepared. Well prepared.
Yeah?
Ready. This team, if there's any team that I know this year that has always answered the bell, answered the call, it's this one. So I'm fine with that. We're going to be ready. We will be ready. You guys just mentioned something as I called. I was telling the screener. I don't think I want to hear it right now. And y'all mentioned the double-digit disco.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that a whole lot a couple weeks ago. And, boy, we reached the double-digit disco, just not in our favor. So I think I'm going to let that one rest until after the game. That just brings kind of it makes me shaky.
Yeah, I'm not doing.
We were just on that for like a whole week.
I know. We were feeling real good, feeling invincible, like the Lions could never lose, and they lost to the Bills. And that's why I'm not going disco dancing this week. Find a way to get a win by 1 point. Now, I picked him to win by at least 3.
Yeah.
And I trust him in this spot. I agree with him. Prepared's a great word choice for this game. They are prepared to play this game at home with this offense to find a way to win this game. All right, we got picks coming up at 8:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, Planet Fitness is the home of the judgment-free zone. And as we start 2025, you got to get your priorities in gear. And one of them is feeling better physically and mentally. And that's where Planet Fitness fits in. They got a great deal right now, just $15 a month membership. Now, here's what I love about Planet Fitness. And I go to the one in West Bloomfield, get on the cardio and do all that great stuff with the recumbent bike and the treadmill. And I think for 2025, I'm going to try to take advantage of something that they offer that people don't realize, free personal training. So somebody can actually show me and guide me how to use their new plate-loaded machines like the hack squat and the supine benches. And if you get a Black Card membership, which is really, really cool, you have all the cool things like the hydro massage and access anywhere you want around the country with the free guest memberships. And you can also, you know, bring a guest anytime. Now, here's the other deal. There are over 50 in Detroit. So no matter where you live, there's a Planet Fitness near you. Brand new location, 1200 Fort Street in Detroit's great Corktown area. Find your newest club. Join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We are all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness. Hours, amenities, and offers vary by club. Check out planetfitness.com or stop by your local club for more information. You must be 18 years old to enroll or 13 to 17 with parent or guardian. Planet Fitness, it's a judgment-free zone.
Waiting all week for Sunday night.
Oh, can't wait.
Lions and Vikings. Time to check in with Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey insider this week. And Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Same to you. Sunday night, 2.5-point spread. The Lions are favored. They're at home. Obviously, we know about the injuries. Anzalone might be back. How do you look at this game?
I think it was a 2-point game back in week 7, 31-29. It was a great game. Defensive touchdowns, game-winning field goal drives. It was really good. Detroit's the highest-scoring team in this league. Regardless of the injuries, they can flat-out score. They score more touchdowns than anybody in the business so far this year. And they can score from anywhere on the field. But I feel like Minnesota is just a little bit more complete right now. I mean, they've been healthier defensively. They've been outstanding. And so I think they can score, and I think they can defend. I think they're just a little bit better at this point right now. It's going to be tough to go into Ford Field to get a win, but I feel like they're capable of doing it.
Kirby Joseph, not a Pro Bowler. What was your response to that?
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I remember that big game that they played earlier this year against Green Bay. Kirby Joseph, Brian Branch gets hurt. He's got to go play strong safety. He intercepts Jordan Love. Takes it back for a touchdown. I mean, it just makes me wonder, do they watch these voters? Do they watch these games? Do they watch these players? Do they know who they are? I mean, it's rare. First of all, the guy's got 17 interceptions over the last 3 years, and nobody's close to him. But what a year he's having. And consider that the pass rush has been eliminated for the most part. They have to blitz to get pressure. And he's back there, and he's still getting these interceptions and making these game-saving plays. I thought it was the biggest snub of the Pro Bowl.
Wow. I mean, he's been terrific. It's interesting because he did well in the fan vote, but the players and the coaches were the ones who supposedly know more than the fans. Maybe it's his reputation. Some people think he's a dirty player. Do you think that has anything
That's
to do with
silly.
It?
I watch every game. I don't see that part. I mean, you're a free safety. You're the last line of defense in the game of football. Like, if you give up a bad play, you don't make the tackle, whatever it is, somebody scores on you. Like, he's just doing his job back there. I don't see any sign of that.
Talking to Brian Baldinger. He is our Odyssey Insider, and our Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. A lot of confidence in the Lions' offense. People less confident in the Lions' defense. The matchup with Sam Darnold. How good is Sam Darnold? How should fans feel about that matchup on Sunday?
Well, he's really good because he knows where to go with the ball. And even last week, I mean, if you try to take Justin Jefferson away, however you want to do it, you want to cloud him over the top of the safety, there's just going to be fewer players to really pay attention to. Jalen Naylor, Jordan Addison, they both scored touchdowns a week ago. And a lot of it was because of the attention given to Justin Jefferson. Sam reads it very, very well. And he did it the first game against Detroit. When they tried to take Justin Jefferson away and Jordan Addison beat him for a 51-yard pass, they protect him very, very well. He's got good mobility. He's outstanding. And so, Sam and Jared, like, it's a good matchup. If you're just looking at the quarterback play, we should see one of the more entertaining games of the season, and we should see really high-caliber quarterback play throughout the night on Sunday.
T.J. Hockenson did not play against his former team the first game. He's obviously back and doing well. How much of a concern is that if you were a Lion fan?
Well, it's a concern. I mean, because he's just gotten healthier and healthier, and I don't think he's scored a touchdown yet this year. And so while he has, he's been put up like 40 catches in the last 7 or 8 games now. He still hasn't been in the end zone. I'm sure he would love to do that in Detroit. I don't think he's forgotten about anything where he was drafted and what team kind of let him go. So I'm sure he would love to do some kind of an end zone dance at Ford Field on Sunday night.
Amon Ross St. Brown said that he'd like to see the rule changed so you don't have a 14-win team going on the road in the postseason. Would you be in favor of that? In other words, guaranteeing a spot if you win the division, but not guaranteeing seeding based on division winners.
Well, I'm with Amon Ra because whoever loses this game to go, to be a 5 seed and go on the road doesn't seem right. But I don't know how you fix it. I don't know how it gets fixed. I mean, unless you just go by number of wins,
yeah,
and you seed them accordingly like that, so that Kansas City is 1, Buffalo's 2. I'm not sure. And if what the tiebreaker is, if somebody both 2 teams are 14-3. I'm not sure how you fix it, but I do agree with Amon Ra that if you are 14-3, that you can't possibly be a 5 seed when somebody that is 10-7 is higher ranked than you. So I do think there's a disparity there that should be addressed.
Final thing for me. As a former offensive lineman, and John obviously was as well, you take great pride in your running backs doing certain things historically. If you were a member of the Eagles' offensive line, would you want Saquon to play, or you're cool with him not playing?
I've talked to the guys in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I know.
They seem like if you're Lane Johnson and you are a Hall of Fame caliber player, you'd love to have that, as a chip. As you sort of look at the Hall of Fame, like you've got the all-time season rushing leader in Saquon. That, like Jackie Slater got in the Hall of Fame. He has that with Eric Dickerson. I think it would be important. But I also think that going 4-0 in the postseason is more important. And they haven't you know, had a bye in 12 weeks. I think it would be good for those guys to get rested and go make a run at a Super Bowl championship, and they were capable of doing it. So I think I would put the record behind me and concentrate on the postseason right now.
He's our NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. We check in every Friday. Appreciate some of your time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care. Happy New Year.
Well, this is a really cool story. There's a Taylor teen that is going viral for her simple act of kindness. Her name's Skylar, 13 years old. She has spina bifida and is in a wheelchair. And she was approached by this social media influencer, MD Motivator. And he's the kind of influencer who posts all these videos. They're kind of like social experiments where you approach a stranger and see if they'll actually give you a couple bucks. And then when they do, it's like, well, here's $1,000 for you. You know, it's those motivational videos. Yeah. And that's what he did with her. And she instantly, unselfishly offered this guy $2. And then later came back and she had went inside and brought him a cup of hot chocolate. And then they start talking about just why she's in a wheelchair, what her dreams and hopes are, and her love of sports. And she wants to be this professional sled hockey player.
Oh, yeah.
She also wants to go to the Paralympics. And, like, very inspiring, right? And then after giving the money and the hot chocolate, he gives her a note and $1,000. But the note was an invitation for her and her family to attend the Winter Classic in Chicago with Wayne Gretzky and his family.
That's incredible.
Which she did. She also got to participate in like a hockey camp, which is really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I watched the video and it's one that, like, you know, the way it's edited too, it brings tears to your eyes because it's a happy video. And now her kindness is all part of this viral video. There's also like a fundraiser going on. So people have been donating to that as well to help with her sports and her future. So really cool story.
It's a heartwarming
story.
Check
out the video for sure. So NFL players participated in a poll to rank the toughest stadiums to play in all around the league. And Ford Field rounded out the top 10. So ESPN asked 111 players about where they thought the toughest place to play was. So this is their list: Kansas City, Seattle, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Buffalo, New Orleans, Denver, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, and Detroit.
Some of those don't make sense to me.
Well, historically, maybe they're just going for the...
Will they pull players from 10 years ago, or they pull players from now?
I don't know.
I'm guessing...
Current players, I would assume.
You know, it just says, ask 111... NFL player. So I would say that they're currently playing.
Yeah, like Green Bay. I've seen Detroit take over Green Bay.
Right.
I'm just not going to put that on the level of intimidating that is what current Ford Field is.
Well, part of that might be the weather, though.
Sure. That's fair. But Minnesota is like third, you said? Are they the third toughest place to play?
It's loud. It is loud.
I understand New Orleans at its peak is tough in the dome, and Kansas City's got the reputation. Seattle, 12th man. Right. Also, those make sense.
Right.
Steelers, the terrible towels. I get that.
Yeah.
Finally, if you bought some broccoli at Walmart, look out because it is being recalled for concerns that it may be contaminated with listeria. So this recalled broccoli was produced by Braga Fresh, includes 12-ounce bags of market-side broccoli florets. It's currently not being sold. It's not in the stores anymore, and it's actually past its like sell-by date, but you could still have it at home in the freezer or somewhere. So if you have any, throw it out because it was... Here in Michigan, it was sold in like 20 states, including our state. So get rid of it. If you start noticing a high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, you could be infected.
So you get for trying to eat healthy to start the new year. It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's The Picks. It's 97.1. All right, listen up. We have Lions tickets to give away today on the show for Sunday night's matchup against the Minnesota Vikings. Sound good? Something you'd be interested in? Here's how it's going to work. You're going to listen. You'll hear Dan Campbell ask, "You want me to hire who, Stoney?"
God, I remember that was way back, right?
What was that in reference to?
That was a clock management guy, if I'm not mistaken. That might even be his first year, second year, year two.
When you hear that, it'll be a drop. It'll be in the next hour. When you hear that, call in. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Lions take on the Vikings and passes to the Lions VIP tailgate by Eastern Market and the Bullseye Group. The Lions VIP tailgate is backed by the Bullseye Event Group. All you can eat in an open bar 3 hours before kickoff. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com for tickets today. And you know what these tickets are going for.
They're going for a lot of money.
$500 standing room.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you a pair of tickets that actually include a seat.
Yeah.
So you start to do the math on this. Next hour. Be listening. Stoney the Game.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about it a bunch of ways. Open lines right now if you just want to talk football with us. But we ask people for their word. The one word to describe their feelings heading into this matchup. And I said, psyched. This is what you want as a fan. To have your team in big games. To have them at home. To feel like you can win said big game. I'm psyched. Let's get to game day.
We're close. I say buzz because I just think that building, and thankfully I'm going to be there, although not cheering or drinking, will be just a constant buzz and yell, and downtown's going to be buzzing. It's going to be awesome. We talked about this earlier in the week. There has not been a more anticipated regular season game with this much meaning since the 1987 last game of the regular season for the Tigers and the Blue Jays. Now, you could argue that the anticipation because of the front page of the papers, the March 26th Avalanche Red Wings game was anticipated like this, but there was no basic playoff ramifications.
The stakes weren't the same.
Although what happened, actually, everybody says, did lead the Red Wings to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of that, that shift. Everybody knows what's at stake. The one seed versus the five seed, what it means. Two home games versus potentially three road games to the Super Bowl. One is, and you're a golfer, so I give you this analogy. One is you're hitting it on the fairway. You're the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's nice. It's at your house. You lose, you got to go through the rough.
Yeah.
You got to go through the hard way. And the Lions are undefeated on the road, so it's not like they'd be disqualified, but it would be a significant disadvantage to winning the Super Bowl. So you got to win this game. And I think that's what they're set up to do. This offense with Jared Goff and Ben Johnson have had a lot of success against Brian Flores, who's a respected defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
They have the creative, exotic blitzes. Here's the problem, though. They give up yards after the catch. They give up big, explosive plays. And if you can diagnose the blitz, if you've got a good offensive line, your backs help, your tight ends help, you'll get the big plays. And Jared Goff has. And this offense has scored 30 points the last three meetings this year and last year in this game. So I think the Lions offense will continue to march at home and score a bunch of points. Can they get a key stop? I'm higher on Sam Darnold than I think some Lions fans are. I really think we have to be fair about this. If we can believe our quarterback could be resurrected, why can't theirs? And Darnold's had big throws all season long, but he's also put the ball in harm's way. And the path for the Lions win is a turnover. Sam Darnold, the third most turnover-worthy plays in the league. He's going to be on the road in a loud environment. Got to keep up. Can't screw up. And if he does, the Lions pounce on him. And it's why I think they win, albeit a close game. I respect Minnesota, but I think the Lions get it done. And that's why I'm psyched.
I think the resurrection of Sam Darnold is... I think comparing it to Jared Goff is a little short-sighted on your part, because where Sam Darnold came from was way lower in the resurrection department than Jared Goff.
And yet, statistically, he's had a season mirroring that of Jared Goff this year.
I understand that, but I don't think his depths... Jared Goff's depths were not as bad as Sam Darnold's depths.
Okay, so you're saying I'm not giving Darnold enough credit then.
Yeah, but I guess you could say that as far as the resurrection angle goes. But I don't think people realize that Jared Goff, people just look at Jared Goff as, you know, also the, you know, the number one, you know, 1-1 guy coming in here, coming into the league. They forget how good he was with the Rams for a while. He was really good. And everybody, he lost the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know what? They lost to New England, who had a really good defense. And, you know, just look at the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game that they got him there. Everybody talks about the bad call and all that kind of stuff that screwed New Orleans. No, Jared Goff had made some impressive throws in that game.
At the same time, though, he left L.A. disgraced.
Yeah.
He was fragile. The pressure would get to him, like literal on-field pressure, mm-hmm. and he would turn into a turnover machine. he didn't have any, like, I know you cite a couple big playoff throws. He never had a signature playoff game. I don't think he had a game where he threw for 300 yards. I don't think he threw for more than a single touchdown in any of those playoff games in LA. He clearly had talent that needed to be unlocked.
Yeah.
And Detroit has brought him in. They've pumped up his confidence. He has taken his game to another level. It's mm-hmm. a credit to him. But both these quarterbacks have done that, and they're both quarterbacking 14-win teams, and they're going to play a game that's expected to be a shootout. Totals over 56. I mean, that's one of the highest scoring totals you're going to see in the league, not just this week, all season.
I know.
So I trust the Lions offense to win the shootout, and I trust the Lions defense to get the takeaway because of Darnold's more erratic play. That's the thing with Goff. He had the 5-interception game. But outside of that, Stoney,
yeah,
the guy's made very few mistakes.
And I feel bad that everybody labels it as a 5-interception game. It is fact. But the Hail Mary at the end of the first half, I mean, come on, really?
And they call it a 4-interception game. It's not much better.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It just seems
even if only two or three are on him, it's still a rough game.
Yeah, he had a rough
game. It's the needle in the haystack. It's right. The only time it's happened.
Yes.
248-539-9797. The one word you would use to describe your feelings for Lions and Vikings. Let's get to Will and Fenton. Will, good morning.
Good morning, and Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you, Will.
Happy New Year.
My word will be execution. And just from the standpoint of, you know, I think they'll be prepared. I think Dan will have them prepared. But being prepared, you still got to go out and execute. Offensively and defensively and special teams. But I think if they execute, they'll win the game. And I think they'll win by – I can't go go with my boy tap dancing on the disco ball, but I believe the dancing shoes down for a little bit, but I'm going to go with at least 3 points. I'll give them beat them by field goal.
Yeah. I mean, they won the first game with a field goal late.
Yeah.
2-point game. Spreads 2.5 for this, but you got it at your house. I think that's a huge part of this, that we get to welcome Minnesota here.
Yeah.
Now, you think it's going to be like a 1-point.
Yeah. It's going to be a barn burner of a game that they're going to win. Which is, you know, they've had a few of them and they've won them. I mean, we talked about the 4 or 5 interception game. They came back and won that game. I mean, they've had a few games like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. They were down 10-0 in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And came back to win. They went like 21 unanswered.
Yeah.
On the road against a team that has 14 wins now. We see how good Minnesota is. And Detroit wasn't shell-shocked or rattled or anything.
No, and Minnesota wasn't either. Once they came behind, they came back, took the lead. On a Montgomery fumble returned by, I believe it was Pace, for the touchdown. And then the Lions came right back and kicked the field goal to win the game.
Texter says, my word is annoyed with the late start. 4:30 comes early the next day. That's a ticket, Texter. They got to get up early.
Yeah. That's the price you got to pay for having a really good football team.
That's it. This isn't every week.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, as someone when you do this show,
well,
you get
up
at 4:30.
Well, it's back-to-back weeks.
Yeah. But you know it, and I know it now. Getting up at 4:30, you pay for it later. You get your nap in, and mm-hmm. you're in a sleep deficit, but it's worth it for a big game.
No doubt.
You could justify it for a big game.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Gratitude is a word on the ticket text. Sheila put us in this position. We've always wanted to play in these big games, Shane and Macomb.
By the way, I love the fact that they showed her on the national broadcast with a little press conference, giving faith to Dan Campbell. And those guys, when they were, what was it? Oh, it was the second year when they were struggling as well. I forget what the record was at the time.
One in six, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
That was the low point. It may have been 1-5, maybe the week before. But yeah, that was the low point. And I remember the tone. I mean, we all liked Dan, the person, mm-hmm. but the results weren't there.
Oh,
and they weren't winning. They weren't close in some of those games. We weren't even seeing fight in the second half. And I'm going, maybe it's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like we do this, the mics are on, you have to say what's on your mind.
Yes.
And since that point, though, they've solidified the culture. It's right around the time Aaron Rodgers referred to them as that team. I think that was the win that made them 2-6.
Right.
And then they were able to go on. And then they won road games. If I'm remembering this right, they won at the Giants. And then the Giants were whatever, but road wins for a team that couldn't win, period. You started to see them solidify that culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking back, I kind of feel like the moment in Hard Knocks, when Dan Campbell had that kind of emotional come to Jesus moment with the players, like, all I think about is you guys. I care about you guys. I'm not asking you to do stuff basically just to be a jerk. Like, I want us to be physically prepared for a late season to be there. And late in the season, they did. They turned the corner. And mm-hmm. I think that just looking back was one of those key moments. We got phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. Your one word to describe your feelings. Who wins this game and why? And Stoney, you're still looking for them to cast a villain. We need a villain.
Yes.
So submit those in as well. 97.1.